Tess Shavat, Tuesday, the 4th of February, Rabbi Chaim Rappaport. Halachas relating to driving.
New license. To start.
Good morning, Moirai Rabbeisai. Due to the nature of today's shiur, I'm going to be extremely strict and there will be no questions whatsoever during the presentation. Afterwards, you can have my email address and send me as many questions as you like, and I will try, b'li neder, to respond to them correctly. With regard to the halachos of driving, of course, one of the first things that comes to mind is the issue of driving carefully and abiding by the driving regulations of the state, of the country. And according to many poskim, including Shmuel HaLevi Vosner, Sha'at Sechuvas Shevet HaLevi, this is included in the commandment "V'nishmartem ma'od l'nafshi seichem," not to do something which causes danger. Moreover, if a person knows that there's someone who drives carelessly, or for example, let's say you know that a person is prone to become intoxicated with alcoholic beverages over the weekend, and then drive on Motzei Shabbos or on Sunday morning when his mind is still not yet sober, then it is permitted to report him to the local authorities, even though ordinarily this would be considered Mesira. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ritzeach HaShmiras Nefesh that Lisamed Al Dam Riacha includes an obligation to avoid any danger or potential danger from the rabbim, even if it's not the chashash sakonas nefoshes. One is obliged to do that which is necessary to stop the damage. Allah has come over come here where it could be a sakonas nefoshes mamish. The poskim discuss the question of whether it is permissible to go through a red light when there are no pedestrians or vehicles within the vicinity. Let's say one were to have a radar system where one could verify in one's automobile that there are no cars or people within a radius of 3 miles, for argument's sake. So it's in the middle of the night, it's 2 a.m. and you're in a rush to the airport and you have an important trip to make, and you're scared you might miss the plane. So one might say, "Ma'anaf kemina." There's no sakonas nefashos. There's no v'nishmat amod l'nafshik seichem. So Reb Shmuel Vosner says in Shas Hashulah Shevet HaLevi that one is still obliged to stop. This is also supported by a psak of Rav Yosef Sholom El Yashiv and others, and there are two reasons given for this. One reason is because a chok hamedina, a law of the country, which is made for the tielas of the residents of the country, is binding. Rav Yashiv writes that it's even more than dina de malchus adina. Dina de malchus adina means that sometimes it could be l'tovas hamelech, it could be for the benefit of the government or the sovereign authority, whereas a takonas hamedina, which is made l'toyeles the anshei hamedina, it's made for the people, as they say in America, the constitution is by the people and for the people. So in such a case, it's like a takona of shivas tuvei ho'ir, the seven governors of the city in Loshon HaChazal. And in such a case, it is definitely binding. why is there a tehillas in having such a tekona? L'choyah, you might say, what's the purpose in having a tekona to stop at a red light when there's taka no pedestrians? The answer is very simple, because otherwise it's nasata d'varech al ashurim. Yom rekol ha'ksikin and mitorin, l'srikot asurin, l'srikot b'aisis mitorin. So therefore, there is a tehillas in having a tekona that says that you must always stop by a red light, even if in the current situation there's no sakona. And just as a little aside, I want to tell you, I've often used this as an example to explain to people who ask about takonas chachomim. I remember I was called once into an old age home where they were being masada a minyan on Shabbos morning. The president of the old age home was a law-abiding Jew, and he said to me, you know, it's a bit difficult here. Do we really need to have a mechitza here, Rabbi? I said, yes. He said, you know, the average age is 96. What do you think is going to happen? So I said to him, when you go in the middle of the night and you come to a red light, you have to stop. Why do you have to stop? What do you think is going to happen? Nothing. As the Rambam explains in Meir Nevuchim, if a law is ganish, if it's flexible, it lacks rigidity, then it ceases to be a law. Because someone will say, these circumstances doesn't apply, another person will say, those circumstances doesn't apply. That's why Lipuk Chachomim. And therefore we say that even if there's taken no danger in such circumstances, nevertheless, we cannot have a situation whereby each case is judged subjectively because we have to look at the net result, and the net result is that if everyone can chip and cut away at the corner, then soifo mi yishurenu. So that's one reason. The other reason Shmuel Alevi Vosna and Shevet Alevi says is because there is a concept of bitul hastorim. It means overriding systems that have been set in place l'toyva satzibur, the flaunting, the violation, the callous or flippant violation of such storim is in itself something which leads to danger. And one may add that if people see you doing it, it can sometimes be a chilul Hashem, which is another minor halacha that I wanted to mention in relation to driving, although a major issue, and at the risk of being controversial, that a person who goes down Golders Green Road and double parks outside the bakery on a Sunday morning because they're just running in and they're running out, and they won't get caught by the driving agent, traffic warden. So even if there's no sakana involved, there is an Issa Chomer of Chilul Hashem. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yoseid HaTorah, Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Aleph, based on the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, that if a Yid does something which causes a Sabrius L'ran in Acharov, the people to cast aspersions, they say, look how this Jew behaves. And this, in turn, reflects back on the Torah, which the Jew is seen, perceived, to embody, to personify, then this constitutes a Chilul Hashem. And a Chilul Hashem is a very serious avera, as we know from the Gemara and Yuma as well. And therefore, even if one is sometimes tempted to do so, if one looks like a Jew, has a yarmulke or a beard, or one is conspicuously Jewish, or the number plate, whatever it is, then there is a serious issue of Chilul Hashem in such circumstances. Now I wanted to move on to something else, a very interesting machoikas, which is the mainstay of today's shiur, regarding driving. And that is the question of women drivers. No. Now, Shmuel HaLevi Vosna, who I mentioned before, in Shah Sechuvas Shevet HaLevi, Chelak Dalet, Simon Aleph, Ois Beis, Volume 4, Number 1, says as follows. I'm translating and paraphrasing. Women who learn to drive He says, I believe that this is something which ought to be forbidden. Isur gomu. First of all, he says, the very learning how to drive causes pritsis. It is the very antithesis of kol kvudo v'smalach panimo. And so too is the actual female driving, the polar opposite of kol kvudo v'smalach panimo. The woman, he says, exhibits herself in the streets, in front of all. And she causes a stumbling block, a michshol, etc., etc. And he goes on to say, V'libi oimali, my heart tells me that the phenomenon of female drivers is one of the causes of the great accidents which occur on the roads in Eretz Yisrael, which have brought about many, many halolim. And killed great people and righteous people. The view of the Shevet HaLevi is endorsed by Reb Menashe Klein, in Shas Chuvos Mishnah Halachas Chelik Yudbeis Siman Shin, volume 12, number 300, and also by the Satmar Rebbe, Divrei Yoel Michtovim, volume 2, number 29. I'm giving the references because the places are all rather obscure. Another Pesach, whose loss we bemoan recently, is Rav Pesach Eliyahu Falk, Zichrono Livracha, who in his Sefer Levush Shel Torah gives no less than 10 reasons why he believes women shouldn't drive. One of them, he says, is because it's in places where only a small number of women drive, it is a quasi, me'ein, lo yiyeh kli gever alisha. A woman driving, he says, in the public domain is an act of gaiva, self-assertion, which he says is not within keeping with the concepts of tznius. And he goes through many reasons. And ultimately, he comes to one reason, which we're going to discuss soon, a reason that is discussed, but which is also suggested by the Shevet HaLevi. And I think that's, all the other reasons that he gives are subjective, but there's one reason which we need to come to first. But in order to sort of balance the issue at the moment, I want to tell you that in contrast to the Shevet HaLevi, there was a very choshev a poysek in Eretz Yisrael called Rav Binyamin Zilber, Shas Tshuvos Oz Nidbru. So in Shas Tshuvos Oz Nidbru, volume 13, number 80, he disputes the Shevet HaLevi and takes him on very strongly. And he says as follows, I'm paraphrasing, the broadsides in Bnei Barak which forbid the driving of cars by women. I am amazed. The Gemara says in Psochim that although we don't speak about Rechivas Noshem Al Chamer, the riding of women on a donkey, because it's not a Loshen Nekia, because it would imply that one leg is on one side and one leg is on the other, but certainly women did ride on donkeys in a sneeristic way, and they were the drivers. And why should it be forbidden for them to ride in a car in which there's no psikas raglayim, in which there's no separation of legs. Ve'ein lazeh shum shaychus le'inyon etznius. There is absolutely no connection, says Rabbi Zilber, some of you have heard of him, to matters of modesty. Adarav, on the contrary, it's more modest. She's in a car, and as a result of this, pedestrians are saved from the issur of walking behind the woman, Osalela Fachira Isha. They're also saved from the prohibition of walking in the Gemara says in Psochim that a man should be between two women. And he believes that even as far as his tachlis is concerned, there's more of a chashash if you meet a woman face to face on the pavement than if she's driving a car. And that which Rabbi Vosner says, that because the women, or whoever it is, I think it's Rav Vosner says, that because the women drive, they will go out in the street more, Eini yodea mashu soch. I don't know what he's talking about, because he says, we see the fact is, even in Bnei Brak, the streets are godush umoli, they're full to the brim with women. Carriages. Kimat tishim achuzein loshem. If you walk around, he says, in the center of Bnei Brak, almost 90% of the pedestrians are women. And therefore, to say that because they'll use a car, there's going to be more women in the street, he says, on the contrary, that which you can do in half an hour by foot, you can do in several minutes in the car. I've already had this out with Rav Shmuel Vosner, and I've told him clearly my opinion that this has nothing to do with the concept of tznias. And then he says something about the social political. He says, I don't know who authored these broadsides, these kol koire, but it seems to me as if we have individuals who prepare these declarations, proclamations, and come to the rabbis and describe to the rabbis in the darkest and starkest possible terms the reality in the streets, and then they sign on. So they get hoodwinked into supporting such bans, and he says that this is completely wrong, and it also causes people hepech kovad abrias, because then people cast aspersions on a woman or who drives, or a husband whose wife drives, and if anything, he says the reverse is true. If we require a heter, it should be for the men to drive, because for men the isra istaklus is more serious, and therefore if men drive, then they're compelled to look at other drivers and pedestrians, whether they're male or female. So therefore, for a man to drive is a bigger mikshel, according to Rabbi Zilber, than for women. So this is a very interesting thing. By the way, I just wanted to tell you, we mentioned the prohibition of walking achoire isha behind a woman. So I wanted to tell you, there's an interesting shuva in Mincha Shloime from Rabbi Shloime Zalmanoi, Bachelik Aleph, Simon Sadik Aleph, Oishav Gimel, that this isra of walking, let's say, in the street behind a woman, was only bismanon. Nowadays, he says, it's impossible. Im yivrach me'achere isha, im tzoteke v'sats me'achere isha acheres. If you are walking down an aisle in Tesco, and or Marks and Spencer, even Waitrose, and you decide that you're going to avoid going achere isha, then the isha will be quickly replaced by another woman. Therefore, he says that b'mokum mitzvah, or where it's necessary mitzad hanimus, because of etiquette, ein tam lahachmir bizmanenu, that one cannot take on such a chumra. Of that's just tam. I'm mentioning, by the way, the gabi isa v'chiri isha. Now, what's the besides smears? What is the substantial? I also wanted to mention that Gabi, that which the Oz Nidbru says, there was a rov in Montreal. His name was Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Nyman. Wrote Charles Chulas Agurova Aholcha Chelik Beis Sim Kuf Lamed Ches, and he speaks about a sheikhet who drives. He says he's not sure whether he's considered Yirei Shamayim, because how can a person who drives a car be overly cautious regarding the prohibition of gazing at women? And therefore, again, it would seem to me that Alpi Halacha, no, because you have to see pedestrians as well. A person who's in a car has to be alert to everything that's going on around him. Right, I'm bringing that as a dogma to the fact that clapping those who say that women driving is a problem, there are those who see the reverse. Now, so I wanted to now address another concern, which both Rav Shmuel Vosner and Yimei HaShloishim of Rav Falk, we mentioned two things. In Shevet HaLevi Chelek Zayin, Siman Yud Aleph, he says, With regard to the accidents, road accidents that have become increased recently, one of the causes, he says, is the fact that there are women drivers. Why? Because they cause a michel ruchni, a spiritual downfall. Alternatively, yadua sheteva hanoshim she'enam sholtos al atzmon, that it is the nature of women that they do not have the same control on themselves at the time of stress, and therefore, naturally, there's going to be more accidents with women drivers because one needs a great degree of self-discipline and alertness and swift reaction on the roadside. So he believes that the natural cause, this Rafal goes even further. In Levusha Shal Torah, Siman Ayin Dalet, he has an arichas about this, and he says, as a matter of fact, that a woman does not react or respond as quickly as a man, especially if she's not so young. And therefore, when we have a situation where there's drivers, like in Eretz Yisrael, where people drive quickly, and very often there's a need to stop suddenly, there is a danger when women drive, and if it's not necessary, according to Rav Falk, it's included in the prohibition of Nishmat Moed L'Nav Shesechem. Now, I wanted to address this because this is not just a small tiner. They're arguing that it's actually dangerous. And if it's a sakana, then chamira sakanta miyasura, and then we would have to go the extra mile in order to avoid such a problem. But I would like to say, Shraboisai, please, savlonus, two arguments. First of all, if we are to say that a less safe driver who drives is involved in Nishmat, let's say there's 50 people in this room, and there's three levels of driving. Some drive perfectly, some drive moderately, and some drive dangerously. Then we would have to say that the only people that are allowed to drive are the ones that drive perfectly. Because if you say that any diminution in the degree of cautiousness already involves the Nishmat and Moedin Nafsh Seichem, what difference does it make if it's a woman or a man? We should only be able to have young, alert, agile, reactive, immediately reactive people. And therefore, I can immediately count some of you out as drivers. You can't have it both ways. I mean, either you say, if you're saying that only the perfect driver can drive, and if you have a person who's less alert because she's a woman, then what about the men who are less alert? So therefore, again, it's Nasata Dvarecha L'Shiurim, and we never find such a thing. And as and therefore, since we allow it, we allow people to go in cars, we allow people to go in buses, we allow people to go in taxis, then and we don't, we're not mechalik between the degree. So as Chalkas Yaakov writes in Chelek Gimel Siman Yud Aleph, in a different context, he says, would you say that it's also the Torah to travel in an aeroplane or in a bus or another vehicle where there are accidents? Of course not. So that argument is, again, Nosata Derecha L'Shurim. But actually, more, I said no questions. Absolutely no questions until the end. But more importantly, I think that when it comes to medical halacha, if I want to know whether something is dangerous or more dangerous, the way we know that is by asking mumchim. Yeah? We don't look in Orach HaShulchan or Mishneh Berurah to find out how dangerous it is when a child is stung by a wasp, if you need to take them to, or a bee, to take them to hospital on Shabbos. You ask that solemn member, the paramedic, or you know yourself, or you speak to a doctor. All matters of Pikuach Nefesh are decided according to Reifim Mumchim. So we learn in Hilchos Shabbos Simen Shin Chav Ches. The same is true with other areas, and the same is true with scientific data. So for example, if I want to know whether it's permissible to donate a kidney, a live person, to donate the kidney to someone else, and want to know if it's a sakana, so we look at the scientific data, and we will also find that insurance companies, for example, do not raise their premium for someone who has one kidney, because they've given a kidney, above and beyond that they would charge for someone who has two kidneys. That's an indicator that there is no greater danger. The secular data, that means the demographics, and the data that's being collected, actually illustrates, if anything, that most accidents take place with male drivers, not with female drivers. And also with regard to insurance premiums, the same is true. So therefore, if anything, Rav Falk's sack would yield the reverse conclusion, that if you're saying that wherever you have a driver that is most safe and a driver that is less safe, you have to choose the driver that is more safe, then we should insist on female drivers, because that's more safe, according to the scientific data that is available to us. So therefore, I don't think that that argument holds water. And with this, I think I've been zeicher to be melamed zchus, and not only be melamed zchus, to be mekayim minhagon shel neshos Yisrael in places like Golders Green, for example, Ir HaKodesh, where women do drive, and even some kosher rebbetzins drive, and they don't consider this to be a violation of the biblical injunction v'nishmartem moed nafshecheich. I want to add another point that the Lubavitch Rebbe, Zchus Yagon Aleinu, would say, is that when women take taxis, which is very often the case in communities where they don't drive, there's very often issues of yichud, especially if it's a long distance, especially if it's at night. Now, it's beyond the scope of this shiur to go into the protim and the protim of hilchos yichud. They're extremely complex, nuanced, and detailed. But the bottom line is that there are definitely circumstances where, if you look in the poskim, it's a dark road, if it's where there is a shiloh of yichud. And it's not unheard of also that inappropriate conversation or approaches have happened in situations where women have been totally on non-Jewish drivers, male drivers, and it's not always possible to summon to order a female taxi driver. So that is another consideration for this. So therefore, in Bnei Brak, there are no Goyshe drivers, but there are secular Chiloni Jewish drivers who, unfortunately, by the Nisein of Arabim, even though the Jewish and Afal Pi Shechotu Yisraelim Haim, nevertheless, their behavior is not necessarily better. And besides which, as far as Yichud is concerned, it doesn't matter if they're religious, Chiloni, or non-Jewish, it's all the same. So this is my presentation. This is an argument that often comes up, and sometimes we even hear shuls making it a kona that a man whose wife drives is not allowed to daven for the omer, or is not allowed to get certain aliyahs, and there are certain takonas like that. So if anyone would like to have a written copy in Hebrew of my tshuva that I've written on this, you're welcome to apply for it personally. It's available in Hebrew. And if anyone has any ha'oras, please send them either via the hanhola here or to email address rabbi@machon.org.uk. That's my email, rabbi@machon.org.uk, on this question. I'd be very interested to hear about it. And the ik is Fort Gesundheit.